Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is The Pursuit of Happiness. And I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have David with me today. How's it going, David?
Hey, Barry. How are you?
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do for the game, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. So I'm David, and I am the co-designer with my fellow co-designer, Adrian, on Pursuit of Happiness. So we're two of us on this one, and then there's also Vangelis, who helped us a lot in the design. So that's us. And I'm the co-lead designer.
That's great. Awesome. Well, it's exciting. I mean, you guys are once again back venturing into Kickstarter territory. And again, it looks like you have a successful game on your hand again.
Oh yeah. I think we reached the funding goal in 6 hours or something of the sort. So it was a good start for it. Yeah, definitely a good start.
Definitely, I would say so. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the Pursuit of Happiness and what people can expect from it?
Okay, so in the Pursuit of Happiness, you start off as a baby, as a child, and basically you get a child trait, which is like your character, who you are, and then you live through your life, through your adult life, into old age until you die, and the person who dies the happiest wins. And I think the most important thing for us was to give you like the opportunity to do anything you want. So basically, it's a time placement, a worker placement game where you spend your time on doing whatever you like. So you can get a job, you can do a project, you can get married, you can not get married, you can not get a job and just do projects, you can do whatever you like. And that was the main driving force behind the idea of the design.
So awesome. So it's like, kind of like the board game Life, but a little bit more souped up.
Well, yes. Of course, there is no spinner or anything. It's a Euro.
Yeah, of course.
I think Tom Vassell said it right when he said it's like Life, but you actually choose what you want to do instead of the game telling you what you want to do.
That's
basically what the concept was, and we were really happy when he said that, because that's when we met up, me and Adrian, the first time, and said, what are we going to do? And Adrian actually was the first who approached me with the idea, and then we came up with the sort of synopsis of, okay, let's do this. Let's do a game where you play your whole life, but where you actually have say on your decisions.
That's good. Well, that, and I like that, because obviously that makes it replayable, so you can choose different lifestyles every single time you play.
Oh yeah, of course. That's the point. You know, you, as I said before, getting a job is not necessary to win or to make points or to become happy. You can become happy any way you like. I mean, some people prefer to do it by stocking up on money and then spending their retirement buying everything they in sight. You know, some people get happy that way. Other people don't never get a job and spend their life doing things instead. You know, so it really allows you to customize your strategy and do a lot of different things. Some others, for instance, want to get a family, but you don't need to get a family. You can choose to get a family or not get a family. It's up to you.
Definitely. Well, I like that. I love the concept and everything. And the game looks, the illustrations look fantastic as well.
Oh yeah. Panagiotis did a really good job with the illustrations, and I think he did a really good job in incorporating the flavor that me and Adrian put in originally. You know, because all of the projects and cards have kind of sort of levels and lots of short words, text basically, because each project has different levels, and each one is specifically named, and we put a lot of humor into that, and we were really happy with how Panagiotis managed to bring that sort of quirky little style that we had in the design to bring it out in the art as well. I was very impressed by his work.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely eye-catching, and it would draw people's attention just to the artwork itself to catch people's eyes, and then they'll be like, okay, well, what is this game? So that's definitely a plus to your guys' game. But as you said, I mean, your guys, this campaign was funded within 6 hours. I mean, you guys still have 28 days to go, as you know, when we're recording this, and it's a fantastic success. So, as I mentioned earlier, this is not your guys' first time to Kickstarter. Did you learn things from your previous Kickstarter that contributed to the success that you're having with this one?
Well, of course you learn from game to game, but I'm sort of lucky to have done games which I think this is my third Kickstarter that I've been involved in, and all three of the games are kind of very different and appeal to a different audience. So although there's lots of things, of course, that you learn from one to another, especially. I mean, there are lots of things. Kickstarter is a heavy period of time, you know, for the person who's hosting it. So it's a period of time where you're constantly online, you're constantly checking what people are saying, trying to see what is wanted the most, constantly working in the background. And that, for me, the first time I did it was completely overwhelming. But now it's starting. Now that I know what to expect, right? There's a Of course, I'm better prepared for it. So I've been lucky that all three of the Kickstarters have been successful so far. So I guess we had been doing something right, and we improved on that formula. But otherwise, I think that's the biggest sort of change. The fact that, okay, I think now I know what's going to happen. You know, I think now I know what's going to hit me in the face, and that's what's important. I think that's what I underestimated, at least the first time I went for Kickstarter.
Definitely. Well, I mean, and it's got to be like kind of a natural high to get so much support and success right off the bat within 6 hours for this game.
Oh yeah, definitely. And reading the comments and stuff is also fun, you know. See what people are saying, see what people are liking and not liking about what we're doing with the stretch goals, for instance, and stuff like that. So the community feel is a very nice thing about Kickstarter, definitely.
I totally agree. So we know this game is going to be made, obviously. So do you guys have a timeline on when you hope to have it out to the backers, and whether or not you plan on bringing it out to retail?
Yes. Well, the first print run of the game, it was originally there was a 300 copy advance print run on at Essen. Sorry, I got mixed up there. At Essen Spiel, and then from then on, that completely sold out at Essen, and then we're doing the Kickstarter for the newer version, the full bigger print run, and this is, well, the much bigger print run that we're doing now. We plan to have this delivered sometime in the next few months. I think the estimated delivery is in May of this year, right?
Wow, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, the game is already tested. It's already released. We are a smaller print run was already released before, so we've already play tested it a lot, and the art, most of the art is already done. We're only adding new art that is coming from the stretch goals that we unlock from this campaign. So essentially what we need is that bit of time to finish that art and to playtest perhaps a few of the newer additions that we're doing. So thanks to this Kickstarter, perhaps what is unlocked, and we have lots of cool stuff coming if the campaign keeps going as it is. There's some cool stuff coming in the stretch goals, and so basically we've done most of the legwork. So it is a fast turnaround this time.
Awesome, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, the game looks great, and I think this is something that is going to draw the attention of a lot of people. And David, thank you once again for coming on the show and letting people know about The Pursuit of Happiness.
It's my pleasure, Barry. And, thank you for inviting me again.
Yeah, definitely. Tell people really quick maybe where they could find more out about you or more about your company.
Well, I'm mostly a designer, so I'm David Kirkop. This game is being published by Artipia Games, So I can visit their website, or basically the Kickstarter page has a lot of information. There's a few reviews there on the game. Of course, my page on BGG has my other games that I've done there as well. So my name is David Kirkop. Look at my games.
Yeah. Yep. go check it out, and we'll definitely have links in the show notes and everything. Thanks again, David, and again to Dan Patrice. He did our intro and outro. He is the Dan, the board game man from the Geek All-Stars, and you can find him at the Geek All-Stars. .com. And once again, remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on the Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.